T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
Mike Max on Sports. John Himes with you. I just had I really enjoyed the conversation with Robert Smith this morning. What an outstanding athlete, but also to make that decision to step away. I think I read somewhere that he left $20 million on the table. He could have been making a lot more money for a much longer time, but he's, he's second behind Adrian Peterson in terms of running back yards, just ahead of Chuck Foreman.
He is, and he is a great player, and we had a nice visit yesterday about, you know, he was also a great sprinter and track, but he said, you know, and we talked about the Olympics and everything, and he said, you know, that you don't understand that even though I was really fast, there's a different fast that these people have that run in the Olympics. And then he had an interesting father-son friends with him up from Dallas yesterday, and the father was an ATF agent, and so it was really interesting because we got that rain delay to sit and visit with Robert and him and converse about all that is, you know, right now going on. So yeah, but he is an articulate, thoughtful, intelligent young man. He'll be doing broadcasts this year for Fox. I think he told me they're doing them from the LA studios and not the game sites very often, but he'll be doing analysis again for Fox and the NFL this year.
Oh, the NFL. Okay, I know he's got a lot on his plate, and of course I misidentified a lot of it here. It's hard to keep up with these guys with what's changing.
Hard to keep up with him, man. But yeah, he's doing fine. He's doing great.
All right, let's talk about the Twins yesterday. The Twins have a much needed day off today after an incredible game yesterday, coming out on the short end of a 17-14 score. I was telling a friend of mine, he says, did somebody miss a field goal at the end? What happened?
It was something, man. It was 10 to nothing, Detroit led. Then all of a sudden it's 10 to 6 because the Twins score 6 runs in one inning, and then it's 13 to 6, and then it's 13 to 12 because the Twins hit 4 home runs, and then it's 17 to 12, and then it's 17 to 14. It was, I mean, for a second, if you can just take a step back, and you mentioned, John, that you knew somebody that's at the game, if you could just sit back and go, wow. It was an incredible game to watch, and some of the Twins' problems were exacerbated with their pitching, etc. But the statistics in baseball is so driven by statistics that they can hit 7 home runs, Detroit no home runs, Detroit scores 17, the Twins score 14 and lose is an anomaly that we will probably never see again. So if you want to leave it as a standalone, obviously it points out where the Twins are at, but if you want to leave it as a standalone, it was one to cherish that way. Let's put it that way.
Are they taking some strides, making some steps to improve the pitching crew here, the pitching staff for the Minnesota Twins?
There's not a lot you can do right now. Now, the Nelson Cruz trade gave them 2 pitchers. One's pitching in the Olympics. The other one's over in St. Paul, AAA. So they're both AAA pitchers. So in theory, they could come up and be part of that plan. That's what you would hope for Cruz, that you got a couple of pitchers that can be big league pitchers. And Rocco Baldelli indicated that we might see them before the end of the season. So from that standpoint, there's a little something there. But the here and now is you can't do much. Taylor Rogers just went on the injured list, of course, this sprained finger. He and Tyler Duffy are probably the heart and soul of the bullpen, as best you can have one right now. So you can't do a lot with the pieces that they've got right now. You've got to wait for some of these kids you hope to get better, and then wait for the offseason, quite frankly, to go get some people.
And exactly when is the trade deadline? And do we expect that
July,
the Twins could...
Yeah, July 30th, trade deadline, midnight July 30th, I think it is, or 3 o'clock July 30th, something like that. So what is that, Monday, I think?
July 30th
Monday,
is tomorrow,
Sunday, but
Mike.
Either way, that's what it is. And you can't make waiver wire trades anymore, which you used to be able to do if guys pass waivers. You can, you know, you can give a guy an outright release and let him sign as a free agent with anybody he wants if you want to do him a favor, but you don't have that value anymore that you used to have. You know, John, you know where I was last night? I went and saw, I think this was the first ever, Gopher football players getting paid for an appearance now that it's legal.
Oh, really?
They were out at Baldy's at Lakeville, Baldy's Barbecue in Lakeville, and I went out there, and this is, you know, this is the whole new era, and it was just strange. They're sitting there, and you can pay to have an autograph, and they kind of turned it into a pep fest. It was a fun deal. Mr. Wheeler that runs it there did a great job with it. But Tanner Morgan was there, and a bunch of the offensive linemen, and you could go through and you could sign up, and it was what we're going to see, and it was just weird to see that these kids are capitalists now, and weird for me because we could go up, but normally you can't, you know, college programs are so constrained right now in terms of if you can get an interview with the kid one-on-one, and it's so regulated. Well, there's no regulation anymore. I was able to go out there and just interview whoever I wanted because they now have the say over that because they're marketing themselves. And I mean, there are so many new things that are going to come out of this that none of us are aware of, but it was just surreal to be out there and see these guys being able to accept money.
You know, that's an interesting realization as you make that, and it's probably great for them to be able to speak freely, talk openly, because that helps raise their value when other people hear, boy, this is an articulate young man.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. And if you know, not, but you're restricted by programs. One, in fact, Tanner Morgan's going to join me tonight on the radio show. We're going to talk about this, and you know, you still, and yet at the end of the day, you still better focus on winning football games because your appearances and your appearance fees are really tied to how well that football team plays. So it's not just like there's some open market and everybody's going, hey, give me that third string wide receiver to come out and help me sell cars. It ain't going to be like that. You better win some games.
Otherwise, they could get me for a fraction of that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They're competing against everybody. Absolutely, you know.
Exactly, right.
Yeah, so I'm going to have Ryan McDonough on with me, too, as well. Now, he just won the Stanley Cup with Tampa. 2 in 1 year. Never been done before. He's going to join me as well.
Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. I think I mentioned this to you before. I've got a lot of friends who spend a good deal of the winter season down in the Florida area.
Yeah.
And they're all telling me, Tampa Bay is our team. It's like, no, it's not. It's not. So, oh, hey, quickly,
don't
before
I do that just because they're winning.
You know? Yes. Before I let you go, I ran into a number of people. I was out for dinner last night, but I ran into Reed Larson, who I know you know, Louie Nanny, who is, you know, and also Craig Leopold was there, and a bunch of other guys that you would recognize. I didn't recognize all of them, but there was just a gathering of the hockey pals. So,
well, I wonder they're probably, you know, free agency day yesterday, and of course Parisi goes to the Islanders, Suter to Dallas, and the Wild get Galagoski, so that might have been a Bill Guerin meeting as well. But yeah, those hockey guys get together and. Yeah, they can revise history as well as any of them.
Mike,
you
Max,
said Louis was there, right?
Yeah. No. Mike, just still a favorite. A friend of mine said he enjoyed listening so much so far this week to you and I have a chance to chat. He's a big fan of Mike Max. That's the thing. I said he's one of the hardest working guys in the industry, and he said no. No, he's the hardest working guy.
No.
To be out somewhere at that
I'm
hour.
I'm sitting here right now. I'm watching a high school football practice, John, and this is
of
another thing
are.
That they've added over the years. They can have X amount of practices leading up. So I came out here to do a little story, and it's really interesting. The kids come out tomorrow. They've got a scrimmage. I'm watching one team practice, and it's crazy what we're able to do here year round in sports.
Well, and you do it day long and day in and out. We'll regroup tomorrow morning, Maxie. Thanks so much for the conversation today. I truly enjoy it.
Yeah, same here, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll do it tomorrow.
All right, bye. It is 8:48. We'll get the latest business news from the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal coming up here on News Talk 830 WCCO right after traffic and weather.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.